By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine. Every single day the sun's there, alhamdulillah. Every single day, yes, the sun rises, the sun sets, my dear viewers. Every single day. But yet, some days, yes, the sun is still there, but it's not too hot. Other days, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, again, the sun's there, is very hot. Some places are even hotter than other places. Allahu Akbar, moves from hot sometimes to cold and then hot again. And this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is a sign. If we were to contemplate over the world itself, the macrocosm, meaning the world, if you were to look in space, look at the stars, the moon, subhanAllah, just think about it. No doubt there are signs all over showing us and telling us that there is the one and only creator. There is a creator firstly, and then that creator must have such attributes that we cannot associate any partners to him. He has to be one. That he is the all knowledgeable. He is the all seeing, the all hearing. He is pre-eternal. He is pre-eternal. He always was, meaning he always was. There was no beginning for him. He always was. He always shall be. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, just looking around, even the weather itself. Even the weather itself, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah. We should say, alhamdulillah, mashallah, today is a beautiful day. Honestly, Allahu Akbar, it's beautiful. And subhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is just something which come into mind. I thought I'll share with you, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. Rise and shine, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, every single day. This is presented Mondays to Fridays, weekdays, my dear viewers. Mondays to Fridays, every single day, we have a new topic, yes. And sometimes we speak about a topic which we've spoken about before. But the topics are so vast every single time we have something new, something different to say in regards to this topic. Now today, my dear viewers, mashallah, we have a beautiful topic. One which should bring about happiness, one which should bring about optimism, one which should bring about hope, my dear viewers. And remove any sadness, any negativity, any, you know, feeling of despondency. Alhamdulillah, what is today's topic? I'm not going to tell you right away. But if you're the Muslim, inshallah, first, let's inshallah, listen to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Now, please do remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, it is our job to give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran, as well as this, my dear viewers. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalih, that the intention of a believer is even better than the action itself. So let's make good intentions, inshallah azza wa jal. And the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain. So alhamdulillah, we are going to be listening to the glorious Quran in Arabic, no doubt about it, as well as the translation of the Quran, my dear viewers. As well as the translation of the glorious Quran, which is, yes, in the Urdu language, and inshallah, please do pray that we can have it available in English very soon too, inshallah. Let's begin this beautiful morning, a happy day for us, inshallah. But let's begin this day. What better way, really, what better way than to begin the day by listening to or even reading, if you can, read, open up the glorious Quran. And normally I would never say this, but yes, I would right now I would say, even if you're going to switch this TV off, switch it off. Really, switch it off. Even if you stop watching any channel. But right now you would be watching Madani channel. I would say, yes, switch it off. If you've not read the Quran, if you think I'd never have time to read the Quran, right now you've got time for many of you. There may be some who are working in the kitchen and at the same time they're watching the program. That's fine, then keep it on. But I would say that really just switch it off and open up the glorious Quran and read the Quran, because alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, our mindset, our way of thinking is not that, you know, more viewers, no many viewers. It's about you performing good. This is about you. This is the whole point of Madani channel, for you to do good. So yes, in this case, I don't think I've ever said this before, but if Madani viewers of Madani channel, it is just TV you are watching and you never get time to spend reading the Quran, then I would say switch off the TV right now and open up the Quran and read the glorious Quran. If just generally you read the Quran anyway, then subhanAllah, brilliant. Here you shall be listening to the glorious Quran, as well as this, you shall be seeking ilmi deen inshallah azza wa jal. And some may be doing something else at the same time, they may be having their breakfast. Well, whatever you may be doing inshallah, whilst the Quran is being recited, try to pause and give your full attention to the glorious Quran. After that, inshallah, you can continue doing whatever you may be doing. Let's listen to the verses of the Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وَإِذْ يُرِيكُمُوهُمْ إِذْ الْتَقَيْتُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ قَلِيلًا وَيُقَلِّلُكُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا
اور جب لڑتے وقت تمہیں کافر تھوڑے کر کے دکھائے اور تمہیں ان کی نگاہوں میں تھوڑا کیا کہ اللہ پورا کرے جو کام ہونا ہے
وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ
اور اللہ کی طرف سب کاموں کی رجوع ہے
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم فئة فاثبتوا واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون
اے ایمان والو جب کسی فوج سے تمہارا مقابلہ ہو تو ثابت قدم رہو اور اللہ کی یاد بہت کرو کہ تم مراد کو پہنچو
وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا
اور اللہ اور اس کے رسول کا حکم مانو اور آپس میں جھگڑو نہیں کہ پھر بزدلی کرو گے اور تمہاری بندی ہوئی ہوا جاتی رہے گی اور صبر کرو
إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ
بے شک اللہ صبر والوں کے ساتھ ہے
وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِن دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا وَرِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَيَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ
اور ان جیسے نہ ہونا جو اپنے گھر سے نکلے اتراتے اور لوگوں کے دکھانے کو اور اللہ کی راہ سے روکتے
والله بما يعملون محيط
اور ان کے سب کام اللہ کے قابو میں ہیں
وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ نَكَصَ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ وَقَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكُمْ إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ إني أخاف الله والله شديد العقاب.
اور جبکہ شیطان نے ان کی نگاہ میں ان کے کام بھلے کر دکھائے اور بولا آج تم پر کوئی شخص غالب آنے والا نہیں اور تم میری پناہ میں ہو، تو جب دونوں لشکر آمنے سامنے ہوئے الٹے پاؤں بھاگا اور بولا میں تم سے الگ ہوں، میں وہ دیکھتا ہوں جو تمہیں نظر نہیں آتا، میں اللہ سے ڈرتا ہوں اور اللہ کا عذاب سخت ہے.
إذ يقول المنافقون والذين في قلوبهم مرض غر هؤلاء دينهم.
جب کہتے تھے منافق اور وہ جن کے دلوں میں آزار یعنی بیماری ہے کہ یہ مسلمان اپنے دین پر مغرور ہیں.
ومن يتوكل على الله فإن الله عزيز حكيم.
اور جو اللہ پر بھروسہ کرے تو بے شک اللہ غالب حکمت والا ہے.
ولو ترى إذ يتوفى الذين كفروا الملائكة يضربون وجوههم وأدبارهم وذوقوا عذاب الحريق.
اور کبھی تو دیکھے جب فرشتے کافروں کی جان نکالتے ہیں، مار رہے ہیں ان کے منہ پر اور ان کی پیٹھ پر، اور چکھو آگ کا عذاب.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صل اللہ تعالی علی محمد صل اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. سورہ انفال مدیبیوز و مدنی چینل. اللہ اکبر الحمدللہ عز و جل. سورہ انفال is the 8th chapter of the glorious Quran. We did say, you know, going through, we will go through the chapters regularly. I'm just thinking, let's see if we could do it backwards for one. So the 8th chapter, Surah Anfal. Previously, the 7th chapter was Surah A'raf. Before that, the 6th chapter was Surah Al-An'am. The 5th chapter, Surah Al-Ma'idah. The 4th, Surah Tun-Nisa. The 3rd was Surah Ali Imran. The 2nd, my dear viewers, Surah Al-Baqarah. And the 1st, Surah Al-Fatiha. If we keep going over these, inshallah, we'll be able to remember them. Now, to be honest, that was the first time I've ever done that, I think. So it did take me, you did see that, you know, I had to think about it. But inshallah, when you regularly do, you know, just read this, for example, then inshallah, it'll become ingrained in our minds and we'll be able to remember them more easily. So then we'll know about the chapters of the Quran. And somebody may say, or we may hear Surah, let's just say, for example, Surah Ali Imran. And then you think, oh, that's the 3rd chapter. So then you'll easily be able to go to this chapter, you'll easily be able to open it. You know, it brings about, the only reason for this, Madhiv, is to bring about some familiarity with the Quran. I wish, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me the ability to one day memorize the entire Quran. But maybe I'll never get the chance, Allahu alam. Or maybe I've just not given it a priority. I can't just say I've never had a chance, because even having some minutes a day is a chance. You know, just memorizing one or two ayat a day. But I've not given it that, you know, priority to actually memorize, because it's not just something you can just start any time. Memorization of the Quran is a big task. And it's not just something you just start anywhere and then you just leave it when you possibly becomes difficult or maybe hard. But if I do go about it, I'll wish to go about it fully, inshallah azza wa jal. But until then, let's even learn the chapters of the glorious Quran. Now's the chance. Let's, inshallah azza wa jal, make this, we won't get it done because it takes us a few weeks or maybe even a month before we go from one chapter to another chapter. But at least let's, inshallah azza wa jal, learn as many chapters as possible. And if somebody wants to go ahead, they can open the Quran and look at the next chapters, and they can go ahead too. This could be like a task, inshallah azza wa jal, for some. Let's see who can achieve it. This is one option. Although there are many other things we can do, and even reciting, or let's just say memorizing a particular entire surahs is even greater. For those who have not learned how to read their namaz, their salah properly, let's have this, make this intention. So let's, inshallah, learn. Let's give that more time to our Islamic studies. Let's learn more about our deen, learn more about our religion. So let's have an aim in mind. We may have 6 weeks, many would have us. I used to have a people have 8 weeks or 9 weeks. Shocking, amazing. Allahu Akbar. They must be buzzing, as you would say. Channel, youngsters, you also have an aim, an objective. Let's just say an aim, a goal, that inshallah within 6 weeks, I shall try to attain this. Let's just say it's a chapter of the glorious Quran, something which is brilliant to memorize. Well, first surah Al-Fatiha, but this is something everybody needs to memorize anyway. Another example is surah Yasin. If you wish to start with something shorter, begin with surah Mulk. Surah Mulk, Madhavius Madhin, inshallah. Let's try that, which is in the 29th part of the Quran, but I don't know which chapter number it is. So the part, meaning the spara, as we would say, is the 29th. But I'm not sure about which chapter it is. There's also Surah Yasin, which is in the 22nd. But again, I'm not sure which chapter it is exactly. But one of these two surahs, let's aim, inshallah, to try to memorize them. Suratul Mulk is only about 30 ayat. So if you can learn one ayah, one verse, let's just say every day possibly, or one or two maybe, over 2 or 3 days. If you can do this, and inshallah, by the end of your hopefully 6 weeks holidays or so, you would have memorized this entire surah, this entire chapter, Suratul Mulk, my dear viewers. And this is such a chapter which it has been recommended to recite it every night. At night times after Suratul Maghrib, to recite this, and it's really good, very beneficial, both in this world and in the Akhirah. It said, it aids us in the grave. In the grave, when a person is to be punished, this repels any sort of, protects him from any sort of punishment of the grave, my dear viewers. So this is just one goal we can have in mind. Memorize Surah Mulk. This is one possibility. But at least, inshallah, whilst we go with the program, try to learn these chapters of the Quran. So number one, Surah Al-Fatiha. Number two, Surah Al-Baqarah. Number three, Surah Ali Imran. Number four, Surah An-Nisa. Number five, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Number six, Surah Al-An'am. Number seven, my dear, Surah Al-A'raf. And number eight, the one we are on now, which is Surah Al-Anfal. The spoils of war, Allahu Akbar. We also have our daily question, by the way, my dear viewers. What is today's question? Today's question is, what do we recite in prostration during salah? In prostration, the sajda, when we place our head on the floor. What do we recite in prostration during salah? Is it Subhana Rabbi al-A'la? This is option number one. Option number two, is it Subhana Rabbi al-Azim? Option number three, is it Subhanallah? Or option number four, is it Alhamdulillah? Which one of these four is the correct answer, my dear viewers? So what do we recite when we are in prostration, meaning sajda, during our salah? There are four options. Again, option number one, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Option number two, Subhana Rabbi al-A'zim. Option number three, Subhanallah. Or option number four, Alhamdulillah. Which one of these four is the correct answer? Again, please do send in your answers. All those who do send in the answers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take them as well as their families to Medina Sharif very, very soon, inshallah wa azza wa jal. Madhya views of the channel, alhamdulillah, we've had the recitation of the Quran. Let's now move on to the Naad Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, 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 Ya Habibi, Ya
Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah. Meri ta'at se mere jurm fazool, meri ta'at se mere jurm fazool, lutf sab se bada hua tera, lutf sab se bada hua tera. Ya Noorullah,
wah kya martaba hua tera, tu khuda ka khuda hua tera.
Le khabar hum tabah karon ki, le khabar hum tabah karon ki, kafila hai luta hua tera, kafila hai
Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah.
Mujhse kya le sake adu iman, mujhse kya le sake adu iman, wo bhi diya hua tera. ہوں خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا. بگڑی باتوں کی فکر کرنا حسن, بگڑی باتوں کی فکر کرنا حسن, کام سب ہے بنا ہوا تیرا, کام سب ہے بنا ہوا تیرا.
یا نور اللہ واہ کیا مرتبہ ہوا تیرا, تو خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا.
یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ, یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ, یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ, یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ,
یا نور اللہ.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. ما شاء الله, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azzajal, we've heard the beautiful tilawat of the Quran, the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Now moving on to our topic. Today, mashallah, Azzajal, we have a beautiful topic. Today, inshallah, we shall be trying to learn a little about the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now remember, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sifat, they have no limit. So the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are no boundaries, limitations to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just thinking this itself, like, wow. There's no limits to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no doubt the most merciful. And whatever we attain, this is really important. Whatever we attain is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. We should remember this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Now, I would like to mention something of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, which he states. And this is in one of the Da'at Islami books or weekly bayans. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, he states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came and he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came to some of the companions and then he said to them, he said, my Khalil, my friend Jibreel, meaning Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, just came to me and he said something to me. What did he say? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam tells us that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and he said that ya Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wasalam. Now my dear viewers, inshallah, there's something which you must understand about this, that when, you know, many a times we've heard that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam comes and says, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we've also heard that we shouldn't say Ya Muhammad. We should say, for example, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibullah. Why? Because in the glorious Quran, we have been told that do not call upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as ka du'a'i ba'dikum ba'da, just the way you would call amongst one another. So the scholars state that you shouldn't, for example, if we were to be speaking to Zayd, we wouldn't say, and we would say, like, you know, Zayd. In Arabic, they say, Ya Zayd, oh Zayd, to call somebody. They say, Ya, which is to address somebody. But otherwise, we would say Zayd, we'll call them by their name. But when it comes to the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we've been told, don't call him like you're calling any ordinary person. Don't say, Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, do not say this. But call him with that extra respect and honor, which no doubt he is so much deserving of. Don't just call him by his name, call him by his title. Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habib Allah, O Beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call him with his titles. Now some may ask, so why is it that, for example, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, why would he say, Ya Muhammad? And the scholars state, my David, inshallah, he's not calling him by his name. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, his intention is the meaning of what Muhammad means. That, O you who is the most remembered and praised. O you who is the most praised. This is what Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam is means when he says, Ya Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. So maybe it was just that was a side note. Coming back to what we were saying. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Muhammad, O you who is the most praised. I swear an oath by the one who sent you with the truth, a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipped Allah ta'ala on the peak of a seamount for 500 years. 500 years. Allahu Akbar. Wow. So a person living 500 years, he said Hazrat Adam alayhi salam lived about 1,000 years, my dear viewers. Some other prophets, some lived longer. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, some say about 1,400 years possibly. You know, these people live for so long. Allahu Akbar. This individual, it says he worshipped for 500 years. So he may have lived longer than, he must have possibly lived longer than 500 years. But for 500 years he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the peak of a mountain. On a sea mount, meaning a mount which is surrounded by water. It's like a mountain which is surrounded by water. For 500 years, the width and height of the mount was 30 arms length. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bring forth for him a stream which is as wide as a finger, from which sweet water would flow. So there was a stream on this mount, which is only as wide as a finger, not very wide. But water would flow from this, which is as sweet and Madhavius of Manjana, Allahu Akbar, wide as a finger. Now this is subjective, different people's fingers are different sizes, but Allahu Akbar is generally. So we can understand this, it's not very wide. A finger is not very, very wide, is it? But wide as a finger. And flowing from this would be sweet water. The water would gather at the bottom of the mountain, and every night a pomegranate would grow on a tree. Every night a pomegranate would grow on a tree. In the evening, that person, he would come down, he would perform his ablution, and he would eat this pomegranate. He would then stand for salah. And at the time of his death, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when my soul is to be taken, that it is taken in the state of prostration, when I am in sajda. Again, don't forget today's question, my dear viewers. When we are in sajda, when we are in prostration, then what do we recite? Do we recite Subhana Rabbi al-A'la? Do we recite Subhana Rabbi al-Azim? Do we recite, I can't remember the other options, I think one was Subhanallah, or do we recite Alhamdulillah? Which is the correct answer? Please do send in your answers, the number displayed upon the screen, my dear viewers. So as I was saying, that he says that he does dua that, Ya Allah, you know, you've given me so much. Every single day there's a pomegranate being grown. Every single day he's able to eat this. There's this sweet water which is being brought for him. He's able to perform ablution, and that suffices him. On the day views of Madani channel, he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that, Ya Allah, when my soul is taken, then please make it be in such a state, I am in such a state, in the state of prostration, I am prostrating. And that on the day of judgment, because on the day of judgment, when we rise, Madani viewers, we rise in the state which we die in. So a person, if he was to die in sajda, then he will be brought back, and they shall, when people shall rise, they shall be in the same state. A person who died performing sajda shall rise performing sajda. Allahu Akbar. Rise and shine, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, he continues and says that when he is raised on the Day of Judgment and stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to this about this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that send my slave to paradise due to my mercy. So by means of my mercy, send my servant to paradise, send him to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Now this person, he will think that, okay, I'm being sent to Jannah, but due to your mercy, Ya Allah. So he replies, he's thinking. And he says that, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, but rather due to my actions, all those that worship I had performed for 500 years, Ya Allah, due to my actions, send me to Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again he says, send this servant of mine to Jannah by my mercy. Again he thinks, Ya Allah, my actions, because of my actions, because of the worship I had performed, for this reason I should be going to Jannah. Due to your mercy, you are saying? And this happens again. And then again he says, you know, Ya Allah, due to my actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, okay, take this person's actions, place them on the scale, and now the blessing of not my entire mercy, my dear viewers, and now the blessings of an eye which I have granted him. The blessings of one eye which I have granted him, place this on the other side. Allahu Akbar. When this was done, the worship of 500 years on one side and the blessing of an eye on the other, the blessing of an eye was awaited his 500 years of worship. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now send him to hell. I'll send him to hell. And then this person, he's being taken towards hell, and he says that, Ya Allah, he says, oh my Lord, make me enter paradise due to your mercy, Ya Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I bring him back. And he stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then asks him about all of those blessings. And he says that, Ya Allah, oh my Lord, you are the one that does all of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, all this is because of my mercy. And it is because of my mercy that I place you in paradise. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends him to Jannah. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says that, Ya Muhammad, O you who is the most praised, indeed all things are by virtue of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many lessons, my dear viewers of Madani channel, to be taken from this. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stated within the glorious Quran, Ar-Rahman, He's Ar-Rahman, He's Ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. These are two of the many titles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the scholars state about these that the first pertains to this world. This is one opinion, that the first, the Ar-Rahman, this pertains to this world, and the Ar-Rahim pertains to the Akhirah. Ar-Rahman is something which is universal for everyone. For everyone, my dear. It is what we are experiencing now. And there's something, a matter of creed, which we need to understand. And this is that it's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just gave life to us and everything else is happening automatically. No. But at every moment, every instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give us. He continues to sustain us. He continues to keep us alive. So it's, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just give us life once. He didn't just give us, for example, the eyes. He didn't just give us them the eyes once. Our brain once. But every single moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to see. Every single moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability, the sense of smell. Every single moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to speak. So this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He continues to bestow these blessings upon us every single moment. There are some people who they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Ar-Rahman, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being most merciful. This is for the people of this world. So it's for everybody. It's not exclusive, it's inclusive, isn't it? Everybody, my dear viewers. It's generic, it's shared amongst everybody. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is also every single moment. This is what we need to understand. Allahu Akbar. Now, my dear viewers, inshallah, this is just one example, one eye. And there's a big difference between one eye and two eyes. Just cover one eye and you can see the difference. And this is not a complete difference too. This is not a complete understanding. Because only when one has truly lost his eye, that's when he can truly understand how much the second eye is along with the first. Only when a person has lost one. Why? Because I can close my eye right now and I know that after a few seconds, I'll move my hand. And then again, I can open the eye and see. So this is not a true, but we can get a sense of how it may be just to have one eye for, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove, may Allah ta'ala protect us from this, inshallah wa azzajal. But this is an example, the example of the eye, my dear viewers. Every single moment, even the ability to move everything, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing us to do. And it's not just allowed us once and finished, no. Every single, you can say a second or fraction of a second, Allah Ta'ala continues to sustain us. This is the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now what is one eye in comparison to we pray our salah, my dear viewers? And Allahu Akbar, how often do we pray our salah? Let's just say, mashallah, many of us, let's just say that alhamdulillah, we pray our 5 daily salah. Let's just say alhamdulillah, we pray our 5 daily salah. How long does it take? There's a Fajr Salah, which may take 5 minutes, 10 minutes maximum, but rarely will it take 10 minutes. Let's just say take 5 minutes. Zuhr Salah, let's just say 10 minutes. Asr, about 10 minutes too. Maghrib, 10 minutes. Isha may take about 15 minutes. But this accumulates, this account amounts to round about an hour. Round about an hour, my dear viewers. Now, 1 hour of our day worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us 24 hours every single day. Wow, subhanAllah, just me thinking about this right now, I'm thinking, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us 24 hours a day. Just 1 hour. Just 1 hour. If you were to put aside, you know, the necessities of fara'id to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you 100 pounds, and this is not just giving you 100 pounds, it's obviously more than 100 pounds, but I'm just giving an example. Let's just say 100 pounds. And in fact, it's better if you were to increase the number. So let's just say around about 300 pounds. So zakat is just under 300 pounds. When a person has about 300 pounds, he doesn't have, and this is excluding the, you know, the expenses which he has, the regular expenses. This is excluding all that. Let's just say 300 pounds in saving, my dear viewers. If a person has 300 pounds in savings, and he's asked to give about, let's just say 10 pounds, not even 10 pounds, let's just say 10 pounds. And if he's asked to give 10 pounds in the path of Allah, what's 10 pounds in comparison to 300 pounds? Allahu Akbar. If it was to be 3,000 pounds, what's 100 pounds? Nothing, my dear viewers. Nothing, not even 100 pounds. So this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so much. And when you don't have nothing, there could be a time, my dear viewers, when you have nothing. But when you have nothing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rest of the people have to give the zakat. And if you are liable, then they would be able to give theirs to yourself. The system of Islam, of our deen, of our religion is so perfect. Honestly, it's so perfect. And even the restrictions, these two, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may think we've been prohibited from doing this thing. This too is the mercy of Allah. Why? Because this is better for you. Because this is better for you. For example, gambling. Let's just take one example, gambling. This is one of those things which has been prohibited in the Quran. Gambling, my dear viewers. Now, some may think, oh, gambling is not allowed. You know, it's prohibited, it's haram to gamble. You may think, why is it haram to gamble? Now think about it. What can happen when a person gambles? And this really, what happens is 99% of the time a person loses their money. They become addicted to it. Not only will a person lose all their money, they'll become completely bankrupt. Yes, lose all their money. But it will also ruin their life. And it has ruined the lives of many people. A person has spent his life working. Let's just say this is a business he has. He's developed this business. He's become really rich. And, you know, maybe one day he gambles a little and then again he gambles and then he becomes addicted to gambling. Slowly he begins to lose. But then what happens is sometimes the person he's agitated, he's sad. You know, there could be all sorts of, he's had a bad day. He thinks, no, that's it. I'm just going to put everything in. Maybe I'll get lucky. And he thinks, I don't care if I lose it. I'm just going all the way through. He places £1 million. Let's just say he's worth only £1 million. He places all £1 million. He thinks, I'm going to come out with £100 million. And he loses. What's happened is he wasn't thinking that when I lose this, if I was to lose this, how this would affect me, not only me, how this would affect my family. No, but he's gone and done it. He's lost everything. He's lost all his money. And it's affected his family too. He's not able to pay the regular expenses for his family. He's possibly lost his home too. You know, so many people who are paying for their homes on some sort of monthly or whatever it may be, they're paying towards things. You know, he's lost that too. He's lost everything. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there are some things which are bad for us. They really are bad for us. Sometimes, and these are just advertised. That, oh, this person, you know, he did this and he won this. He won such an expensive car. He won all of this money. This is just to attract other people towards it. Because how are they getting all their money? And obviously they're earning money. It's by robbing people. Well, you call it robbing, call it whatever you like. And this is just one example I was giving. That our deen, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, that those things which are in our religion, if, let's just say, they're prohibitions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited them, then this too is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting us from what we may do by or become by partaking in such actions. Another alcohol, honestly, gambling, people have lost not only all the money, all the wealth. There are people, my dear viewers, who have been living in luxury homes. And those same people are now on the streets, you know, just begging for drugs. And why did they go on drugs? Just to take their mind off everything. And then they become addicted. Really, another thing, for example, alcohol, my dear viewers. This being restricted is not that, oh, there's so many restrictions being placed upon us. No. But this is for our own welfare. This is for our own goodness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the merciful. This is why He's prohibited us from doing so. Because this will ruin our lives, it will ruin our careers. You know, again, alcohol. So many people, what happens? They are drunk. And it's said possibly about 80% of, I think, the United Kingdom, if I remember correctly, that the crimes committed in the United Kingdom is due to people being drunk, due to people drinking alcohol. Somehow pertains to alcohol. Wow. That's, to be honest, I heard this, I was amazed. Well, not really, because it's not that shocking, but it does. If you think 80%, then you think, wow, Allahu Akbar. This is why, and subhanAllah, our religion is so beautiful. Allah subhanAllah, whatever it is, remember, if it is haram, then it is for our own good. Sometimes we may not realize that at the time. It may be that you have a dietitian, and your dietitian says to you that, no, you need to eat salad. You need to have this salad, have some veg. And at this time, you cannot have meat. Maybe you have an illness. Okay, refrain from red meat or whatever it may be. You may think, why am I having to do this? You know, why can't I just eat? What's the problem? But later you realize how beneficial this was to you. This is why, because your dietitian, he knows about diet. He knows about your diet. Now this is his knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing. So those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from eating, no doubt, but there is huge wisdom, no doubt, endless when it comes to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, endless wisdom behind it. No doubt it is for our betterment. This is what we must understand. This is what we must remember. My dear viewers of Madinah, alhamdulillah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everywhere. There is so much awareness. That's what it is. They say that if you attempt to, within the glorious Quran, if you attempt to enumerate the ni'mat of Allah, ni'mat Allah was mentioned, and this is single, a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if it was, let's move to our daily reminder, and then inshallah we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
There was a famous story about a beggar. It was a woman who used to beg. And one day she came to the court of the king to beg. And she was beautiful. So the king offered to marry her. She married the king. And she became the queen of the country. But whenever the king used to come to her, always she was in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And she spent maximum time doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal day and night. And when the king asked her the reason for this, he said, "O king, I was a pauper. I was a beggar. I used to go to the streets and beg for food and money to make my time go by. You have taken me on board, but this is the mercy and the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. I don't deserve these bounties. So whenever I see them, I remember my past times. And that's why I fall into prostration." One of the problems we have today is that we forget about the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal that surround us from head to toe and every direction. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, and if you would count graces of Allah Azza wa Jal, never would you be able to count them. Health, safety, nourishment, clothing, the air, the water we have, the family we have, the houses we live in, the cars we have, every single thing that we have. We have all that life has to offer, and yet we remain ignorant. We have at our disposal an amazing body, and yet we ignore the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have two eyes, two ears, a tongue, lips, all the organs that function properly, and yet we are depressed. Why? Could you imagine yourself walking without feet? Could you imagine yourself crawling on the floor? Could you imagine yourself walking around without the ability to see? All of these things, even the food we eat, is a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. The delicious foods that we taste and the taste buds that Allah Azza wa Jal has created. All of these things, if you reflect upon them and reflect upon your power of reasoning, your power of understanding, Allahu Akbar, you would fall into prostration and thank Allah Azza wa Jal. You wouldn't give your ability to see or hear for all the money in the world. What a great blessing this is. And yet, little do we contemplate and little do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. May be with us, inshallah. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jalla, watching rise and shine. That was our daily reminder. May be with us, inshallah. The daily question: what do you recite in the state of prostration during your salah, during your prayer? There are four options. Option number one was: is it Subhana Rabbi al-A'la? Option number two, Subhana Rabbi al-A'zim. Option number three, Subhanallah. Or option number four, Alhamdulillah. My dear viewers of Madan Shalom, which is the correct answer? Please do send in your answers. May Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, keep you all forever happy. My dear viewers, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala states within the glorious Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفَعَلُونَ. And the translation is, and it is he who accepts the repentance of his bondsman, of his servant, and pardons the sins of that servant, and knows whatever you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who accepts repentance. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that forgives sins, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything we do. Allahu Akbar. There's a beautiful story mentioned. It said that there was this Bedouin, an Arabi, a Bedouin, who comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, sometimes what would happen is, when it came to the Bedouins, the Arab is what is known as Arabi, is what we call a Bedouin in the Arabic language. The companions would really love the Bedouins coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking questions. Why? Because their questions would be strange, their questions would be different. And sometimes the companions themselves would ask the Bedouins to ask a particular question. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's the greatest of all creation, subhanallah, he would be able to answer in accordance to the person speaking, even in the language, in the dialect, the way they speak, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be able to answer in such a way. And there are some questions which the companions are sometimes not too comfortable asking, so they weren't sure how to ask them. So sometimes they would get the Bedouins to ask. Allahu alam as to the reality of this situation. But Bedouins, generally, whenever Bedouins come, they ask questions which are a little strange, a little different compared to other people. They see things different to normal people because they're living different lives. You know, the people living in the deserts, etc. So a Bedouin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who shall it be that brings the creation to account? Who shall bring the creation to account? Who shall hold everybody accountable? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you know, of course, Allah ta'ala shall bring everybody to account, everything, the creation to account. The Bedouin then asks, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, will it be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself? Meaning Allah ta'ala himself shall bring everybody to account? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says yes. And then, my dear viewers, this Bedouin, he smiles. This Bedouin, he smiles. He's come and he's asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a question, the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes and asks him the question. He says, who shall it be that shall hold everybody to account? So first, you know, he may be said this, possibly, Allahu alam. And then the Prophet says, Allah ta'ala. So he says, just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will it be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes. And then he smiles. So that answer makes him happy, he smiles. Subhanallah. And he replies, he says that when a generous individual gains authority over somebody, when the most merciful, a merciful individual gains authority over someone, then he forgives that individual. When someone who is generous, when someone who is merciful calls somebody else to account, then he pardons that individual. So the Prophet ﷺ then says that this Bedouin has spoken the truth. You should all be aware, you should all know that there is nobody more generous, more merciful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the most generous of all. He is the most generous of all. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah, there's actually some couplets of poetry, the translation of which is, Bedouin, this Arabi, which he speaks, and he says that when the right of the generous one is acknowledged, he forgives because of the respect shown to him. He pardons the sinful and forgives his sins despite him being proven a sinner and a perpetrator. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. We should understand this. We should acknowledge this. We should accept this. Truly understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most knowledgeable, my dear viewers. Yes, no doubt the most knowledgeable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahim. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Muzil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also, his other titles are Qahar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that individual who shall, yes, bestow justice. He is the most just. And this is something we must understand, that sometimes with justice comes punishment, my dear viewers. Sometimes being merciful is not always the best thing, no. You know, justice is important, and with justice comes punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the one who punishes people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who also brings, you know, who, yes, He may have given you a high rank, but He is also the one who will bring you down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is the most merciful. But there's not only one thing. It's not only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must also remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who brings humiliation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who destroys a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who punishes a person too. This is what we must remember. So there's a middle way that we should, yes, have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, let this Bedouin did. He had hope. You know, He made him happy. This is his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows that, yes, subhanAllah, subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. He's going to pardon me. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, why is this? This is because he knows that, okay, on my part, I've done everything. And those things which are out of my control in a way, or those shortcomings, I'm a human. I make mistakes. So my shortcomings, I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall pardon me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me. It's not that I shall continue disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I shall not pray my salah. I shall not give my zakah. Allah ta'ala is the most merciful. As everybody says, oh, Allah is the forgiving. Yes, He is the forgiving. But He is also the one who ordered you to do things. He is also the one you are disobeying. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you orders, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also told you that there is punishment for those who disobey, for those who are disloyal, for those who reject the message, then who is it that told you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful? Is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that told us? Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us He's the most merciful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us to pray our salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us that those who don't pray the salah shall be punished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us that give your zakat. Those who don't give their zakat, there shall be a punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us we must believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must not associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who do, they shall be punished. So this belief we have of Allah ta'ala's mercy is only taking one part of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, yes, He's the most merciful, but we must do our part. We must do our part, my dear viewers. And then truly we shall, you know, gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, right now we are still, you know, gaining everything we have, life, breath, you know, being able to breathe, the beating of the heart. This is all by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He is giving us, but we also must do our part, my dear viewers. This is what we must understand. Some people think, oh no, just have mercy. No, it's not like this. So there's one, there's hope, another there's fear. And these two things, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, perfect example. He states that, you know, I have so much fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if on the day of judgment, there shall be, if there was to be an announcement, that everybody shall enter paradise except one individual, Hazrat Umar Farooq says, I fear that one individual going to hell may be me. And then he also says that if there was the announcement to be made that everybody entered the fire of hell except for one person, he says, I also have the hope, or had the fear, I also have the hope that I hope if it was to be this case, then that one individual may be me. The views of Mother Nishal, this is an example, a beautiful one, perfect one, no doubt about it, that there are two things that we must follow the middle path. It's not just one of them, no, my dear viewers, both of them. Yes, have this hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. He's the most merciful. He keeps telling us He's the most merciful, but also have this fear. Also have this fear that I must act upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must refrain from doing wrong. I must refrain from sins. And yes, there will be shortcomings. Yes, we may commit sins. Kullu bin Adam khata'. All of the children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, without the exception, obviously, of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are all sinners. But, my dear viewers of Madani channel, there's hope that we've tried, we've done our part. Now our shortcomings, our mistakes, our sins, which we have performed, now we have tried doing good. We have tried to refrain from sins. Now we have this hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He shall forgive us. So it's not just one-sided. It's not just complete of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. We don't need to worry. No, it's not just this. We must do our part too, my dear viewers. That person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about him that send him to Jannah by my mercy. And he says, Ya Allah, my actions, if it's truly his actions you wish to go by, then he's deserving of the fire of hell. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so much blessings. Every single moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to sustain us, to provide for us. So then truly we should be praying and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single moment, every fraction of a second. My dear viewers, let's inshallah azza wa jalla move to our daily hadith sharif, and then we shall continue with our topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
We're human beings. As such, we are prone to making mistakes. We do make mistakes. We sin. The best of sinners are those who repent. And there are so many ways to have our sins erased. And one narration which is found in Jami' of Imam Tirmidhi, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal, the narrator, states that the Prophet ﷺ said, charity removes sins just as water extinguishes fire. Allah Akbar. Water is used to extinguish fire. And that's the similitude that's given. Like that, when you give charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your sins are removed as well. Your sins are erased and they are finished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon this blessed hadith. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. There would be many youngsters watching from home, so inshallah azza wa jal, today we also have a clip from Ghulami Rasulullah, his sister, Ghaniz Fatima Madhi, which we shall come to in a few moments. Firstly, the message is somebody gives salamu alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, nice to see you. Barakallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you too, mashaAllah. The answer is option number one. Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Although the way he's written it, because it's written in English, just generally, it is stated, the Muftiyani Kiram have stated that especially some things should not be written in Roman, meaning when you what's the word, transliteration, it should not be written. Why? Because many times it is distorted when you write it in the English language and it changes the meaning. Now in this case, for example, the way it's written, it could be problematic, my dear viewers. So this is just a general rule of thumb. We're not going to speak about any individual, so I won't mention the name. But a general ruling, for example, things like Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even writing SWT, writing in the own language, or anything from the Quran, verses of the Quran, things like this, my dear viewers, should not be done. We shouldn't write it in the English language, like S-U-B, for Subhan, etc. My dear viewers, I hope you've understood this. So this is something we should try to refrain from, inshallah. Somebody has given salam, they said assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. They've also written it in the Arabic language, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless them. I believe the answer is number one. Jazakallahu khaira, Allahumma ameen wa iyyakum. Another has given assalamu alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Hope you all well and in good health. I watch your program every day. MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala bless you. Another has given assalamu alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. The answer is number one. MashaAllah, all those people have sent in the answers. May Allah Ta'ala bless you all. Inshallah, wa azza wa jal. We shall reveal the answer. First, let's listen to what Ghaniz, or let's see what Ghaniz Fatima is up to today. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Oh no, what have you done?
Nothing, I just did some makeup.
You didn't do makeup, you messed it up completely.
And this is what you call wasting things. And little girls shouldn't use makeup anyway.
And we shouldn't use the things that belong to our elders, and that too, without their permission.
Have a look who's outside. And also, ask who it is before opening the door.
Hold on a sec, I'm just coming.
Just wait a minute.
Who is it?
It's me, Arima.
Yay!
What's wrong, Ariba?
Walaikum assalam.
Shh. Why did you leave me?
Don't open the door.
But what happened? At least tell me something.
Outside,
Ariba.
There's a witch.
Oh, Ariba, you're too much. There's no witch outside. It is Raika. She has put up all the makeup of Mum on her face.
Sister Ariba, why did you lock me outside?
Oh my days, I got scared.
Have a look at yourself. You just look like a witch.
No, you look like a witch.
Raika, don't say that.
Why don't you say it to Sister Ariba? She's also calling me a witch.
Yes, absolutely. She shouldn't say it either. This is a very bad thing. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran,
وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا
بِالْأَلْقَابِ, and do not give each other evil names.
I'm sorry, Raika. I also called you with a bad name. Please forgive me too.
Well done. Both of you have done a great thing.
So, dear children, you should also be careful that you do not give anyone an evil name and do not call anyone with evil names, even in a joke.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. MashaAllah, a beautiful lesson there, my dear viewers of the channel. Yes, when you call people, calling them by their name, the actual name. This is what we should be calling people by, in a respectful way, in a good way, in a good manner, my dear viewers of the new channel. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, today we speak about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Alhamdulillah, we should have hope in the mercy of Allah ta'ala, but we should also fear the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's two things, both of them, my dear viewers, we should consider. Both of them we should keep in mind. So sometimes we should, yes, be hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also, my dear viewers, inshallah, we should have this fear that I'm not going to commit this sin. Because if I commit this sin, then I could be punished. That's all for now, my dear viewers, inshallah. Inshallah, we shall be returning tomorrow. Continue to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the